Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Warmer weather is here, and with it comes spring cleaning. You could spruce up the house, spruce up the yard, but for a really fresh start, do what I did. Get a Casper. Casper's engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep. I'm almost asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. That is unheard of for me. Casper is one of the most awarded mattresses of the century, and their new sheets and pillows are just as comfortable, creating an environment designed to keep you cool and balanced all night long. The mattress ships free in a surprisingly compact box. Plus, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper. Try yours for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Gina for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Gina for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
I want everyone listening, and those of you that are not listening, to kiss my ass on this beautiful Thursday.
And I want everyone to know that this vitriol isn't just aimed at you. I just got flipped off and a head shake.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Give me some of this.
Called the Tighten Up.
Yeah.
This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum.
Mm.
Come on now, drummer. Want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah.
Jackie, what are you doing in here? Go answer the phones. Good God. Look around. Jackie's jamming to the music. Answer the phones. Now, I don't have time for this today. I'll do it tomorrow. Top 10 Elton John songs according to The Guardian, Britain's Guardian newspaper. Top 10 of his career.
Oh, so more lists voted on by British people?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, look.
Well, he's British.
Wait. When they come up with Bodie McBoatface, are you ever going to doubt them?
No, I'm all ears.
I mean, the strength of that is incredible.
That's true.
All right, a lot. I think it's funny. I fill the grid every night. I prepare this show. The grid meaning I lay out exactly what we're going to do at every moment we're going to do it. My own son and Frank are doing fill in the blank.
Yes.
Did I put it on the grid?
Oh, my God.
I didn't. It's crazy.
Were they just going to play for us during commercials?
I think so.
Okay.
I think this were. So it is fill in the blank with Matt and Frank. This is where Christian gives them a track. He removes the drums. He removes the bass. And then they fill in the blank. The problem with it on the radio is that they're both so good, it sounds like we're playing the record. But I'll deal with that in a minute.
Just trust us.
Today is Jackie's Throwback Thursday. Repeating. What are we repeating from yesterday? What do we have?
The dormant butt syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that. I've got 5 seconds for 25.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
It's crazy.
$25.
It's all anybody's talking
American
about.
Dollars.
Our job is to look and see what's trending before each show. Number one by far. 5 seconds for $25.
Yeah. It better be hard. Better not be about Garfield's lasagna either.
Oh, no. We got tougher.
Okay.
We got tired of this crap. Where everybody's getting it. We give you Gray Drake. She changed the day for some reason, but we'll talk about the new movies out. I've got a really good... We've got too much show, actually. How could this have happened? None of you will get it.
Okay. Explain for the people what this is and what we're doing.
I'll give you a scenario of something that happened. It's a fact. It happened. How could it have happened? We kind of go around the room. We open the phones. How could it have happened?
It started with Mark telling a story about a cow falling onto a roof, and we had full phones for an hour and a half.
It is pretty good. But even more than them actually trying to figure it out, it was people having fun with it.
Oh, there were some great ones.
The cow was superhuman from another planet.
Uh-huh. There was a cowtipult.
It got nuts. Yeah. Pretty good. Three reasons today doesn't suck. I've got a you hate to hear it. We've got a Disney family four pack we're giving away. Oh, yesterday we were so busy. It was National Tap Day. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get to it. Today we will get to it. And just when you thought Christian Hand didn't have a heart, he has a heart.
How do you know?
We're going to talk to him today. He's doing something that is warming the cockles
Of your...
Of my...
Yeah, friend. Right,
so,
there, down
so
there.
So just keep that in mind. Oh, let's do this. Hang on, let me get to it.
For the first time in franchise history, the San Jose Sharks are headed to the Stanley Cup Final.
Now, I don't follow hockey. Big deal?
Yeah, Mikey and I aren't super stoked about it. It's not the Kings. It's not even the Ducks. It's a California team, but I don't know that anyone cares about them.
They're a rival of the Kings, so it's yeah.
We're not happy.
All right. Now, today is fill in the blank. This is where Christian... I can't talk hockey. I try to watch.
Yeah, just move on.
However, I did see an incredible shot. I was sitting in a restaurant having lunch. Linda had abandoned me, as she does every day that she's here in California. Oh. So I'm sitting there. Okay, so a guy way over here takes a shot toward the net. It is deflected. Then one of the other players on offense puts his stick out. Mm. It hits his stick and deflects into the net. It was pretty incredible.
That's why they get paid so much money.
That's it. All right, today, fill in the blank. Matt and Frank, this is where Christian gives them a track, a song you know. He removes the drums. He removes the bass. Matt and Frank fill it in. They're so good that it just sounds like we're playing the freaking record. Now, today is Toto's Rosanna.
Yes.
I'm going to have Matt give you, and the reason I asked Christian yesterday, he couldn't be here because he's doing a good thing. I said, so Rosanna, Toto, how hard is that? He said, that is the Mount Rushmore. That is the king because of Jeff Beccaro's drum lick. It is so intricate that most people can't play it.
And when we hear it, we just hear a lovely song that we snap our fingers to. We don't think of it that way.
Correct, but when you isolate it... And
oh, you're leaving.
Terry, give me some... Matt, give me the opening track on Rosanna. Yeah. You hear all that that's going on?
That is a lot going on. It's so smooth.
Thank you, Matt.
How fast is he tapping?
It's way, 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 way. Hey, Matt, come here. So that's with his right hand, and that's on the hi-hat.
Right.
So we'll find out in a minute exactly how quick that's going, because that's crazy great.
He's unraveling himself in the drums. Here he is.
So, Matt, the hi-hat work, how fast is
good morning,
that?
Los Angeles. How's everybody doing today?
Really good. How are you?
Hello to all my female fans out there.
So what is the beat on the hi-hat? What is the beat?
The whole thing is a halftime shuffle.
What does that mean?
Bears do that in like 84?
It's where instead of playing straight, you're going, that's a shuffle. Okay. But usually the snare drum would be, but it's a halftime shuffle, so it's.
Now, this is Jeff Beccaro, right?
Jeff Beccaro, yeah.
He's no longer there. Had him on many Mark and Brian Christmas shows. I love the fact that his kit, his drum kit, the hardware, which is what you mount the drums onto, he had an ashtray built into the middle.
That's baller.
And he had his smoke going at all times. So is he considered to be one of the greatest of all time?
I don't know if he's widely considered to be one of the great. He's my favorite.
Is he a drummer's drummer?
Oh, yeah. He's not someone that the general populace knows by name, but he's any drummer knows who he is.
Right.
And this drum track is, in my opinion, perfect.
Wow.
That's what Christian said.
It sounds perfect. It's played perfect. Yeah, when I asked Christian for the track, he was like, oh, all right. If that's what you want to do.
Hey, Matt, we're all counting on you. Don't screw it up.
Fill in the blank with Matt and Frank later on this morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And Donald Trump was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And it was good because it was actually a really good interview. And Jimmy asked the questions that you're not going to hear a news, reporter ask him. You know, the real serious stuff. Here we go.
You have so much self-esteem. Where does that come from? Is that from your parents? Is it just inborn?
I feel good about myself. I feel like I know what I'm doing. I think that, this is something I've only been doing this for 9 months.
Right.
And
have you ever been to a psychiatrist?
No, I haven't. I don't have time. You know, the answer is keep yourself nice and busy and you won't have to.
When you come up with these nicknames for these guys, Lion Ted, Crazy Bernie, Crooked Hillary, do you have a team of people at work? Or do you brainstorm or is it just you come up with it?
The team is right
the
there.
The team is right there. And then do you announce?
He's pointing to his head.
You just go right on Twitter with it? Do you have Twitter on your phone?
Well, my new. And then I get rid of them because I don't want to be calling them Lion Ted anymore or Little Marco or any of the names that I came up with.
Yeah, yeah. Good ones. Good
low
names.
Energy.
Low energy Jeb,
He has
You know, you should come up with one for Bill Clinton, it seems like. You haven't come up with
I don't want to do anything like that. But I have come up with Crooked Hillary, and you know what's going on. She's very crooked. They had a bad, bad report come out today, and it's a rough report. That is a sad report.
I wonder what his name would be for you, Mark. Pantless Mark?
Pig, bitch, bastard, pig.
All right, there you go. There's Mike TV.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
So we're sitting here looking at the TV, and there's Dustin Diamond. That's weird.
Yep. Johnny arrested Depp. Again.
Why?
It says Dustin Diamond arrested again.
He's just lost. Yeah. Just absolutely. Anyway, Johnny Depp and his wife, Amber Heard, she files for divorce. We'll give you details coming up. So where'd Danny go?
I think you sent him on an errand.
Danny, come here. So we went to dinner last night. I want to talk about Danny and his...
Was Danny with you?
Well, we invited him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he came. So, Danny, go over here. So we go to... we love this Mexican restaurant in Beverly Hills called Frida.
Yes, you talk about it every time you're here.
Well, we go every time.
Yeah.
The food's really good.
Yeah.
So we went, and this was my first time on this trip to see the entire family.
Uh-huh.
Matthew, Amy, Katie, boyfriends, Bradley, girlfriends... Eleni. Eleni couldn't make it, but Danny went.
Mm.
Because Danny and my daughter, Katie, chick on the street, Cots, they're BFFs. They're best friends, inseparable. So, Danny, how was your evening last night, Danny?
It was good. I had some steak tacos, the ribeye steak tacos. Delicious.
Yeah, I noticed I paid $23 for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I had a drink. I had a...
Okay, let's just get into this. Because, you know, when a guy wants to really unload on the day and relax and get a buzz going...
Yeah.
Obviously, you go for a mojito.
Something muddled with an umbrella and a sugar cane.
Look, it's the choice drink of vacation. So anytime you're sipping through that, you know, that delicious beverage, you think you're on the beach somewhere. And I felt like I was on vacation, you know?
Well,
very relaxed.
How do you feel now?
I'm relaxed still. Can't you tell? Every day.
I looked over at him. By the way, Danny is a lightweight when it comes to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
He was maybe halfway through, and I looked over at him. He's sitting right across me. He's just got that, that smile.
Stupid grin.
Feeling good.
I'm still shocked that when you go out to dinner and you know someone else is paying, you go for the high-ticket item. I'd be too uncomfortable
to do that.
What was
the high-ticket item?
$23 tacos?
It said best tacos in town. So...
I thought you had that in Tijuana.
That's true. That's true. Tijuana, June 17th. You're all invited.
Now let's talk this through because I've never been. I heard, maybe not Tijuana, but wherever there's bullfights.
They got them everywhere.
Spain?
In Mexico. They have them in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you go to the bullfight and you stop at the taco stand, you're eating yesterday's bull.
Are you serious?
That's fresh.
That's what I heard.
You're eating first loser.
It doesn't matter. It's, if bullfighting is wrong, I'll take in a different position on that, and I think it's wrong, but at least they're using it for tacos.
So have you had them?
No, maybe. I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Dude, you go to Tijuana, you eat tacos on the street.
It's the best, man. I've had fish tacos on the street, too.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
People have... What do you do? You're eating seafood on the street.
I'm taking chicken on the street to Tijuana. We're gonna do the whole Tijuana experience.
I think Skeeter has a conversation for you.
No. We're gonna take in a cockfight. We're gonna.
You need to talk to Skeeter.
He's gonna Facebook Live and it's gonna say Cots fight, and she's gonna be in the ring.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen. You go ahead and fantasize about this, but Linda has a little something she'd like to say to you.
Uh-oh. No, chicken fight. No. I'm not going. It's not happening, Daniel. I'm not
all right,
going.
All right. Well, we can. There's the pharmacy. There's lots of stuff there. There's casinos. There's hookers.
No!
There's Viagra.
No.
Did you
no.
say there's the pharmacia?
The pharmacia, yeah.
What do I need there?
We'll get hamburguesa and we'll go visit the pharmacia.
What is the pharmacia?
It's the pharmacy where you get cheap drugs.
Jackie. You mean illegal drugs?
No, they're
over the counter. No, not over the counter.
You're in Mexico, for God's sakes. You take your life in your own hands.
If Daddy, take her to the Costco. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. The Costco's right at the border.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, like I say, Danny, talk with Linda.
Vote Trump.
Producer Danny. Let us find out what's trending. We go to the queen of trending, Miss Gina Grey.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
Sources are reporting that actress Amber Heard is divorcing longtime heartthrob Johnny Depp, ladies. Get in line. Line starts here. Newly published documents reveal that American sniper Chris Kyle was not part of the elite group of U.S. fighters to earn one of the nation's top three combat medals, as he claimed in his best-selling autobiography. And here's what's trending in sports. As Mark mentioned, he didn't mention this yet. Never mind. The Dodgers beat the Reds at Dodger Stadium last night, 3-1. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we reshare our conversation with the doctor who invented dormant butt syndrome. But first, The Pretenders. This is Mark in the Morning.
So a physical therapist at Ohio State University is claiming that something called dormant butt syndrome is to blame for chronic pain for millions of Americans. We have the physical therapist, Dr. Chris Kolba, on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Mark. And yes, dormant butt syndrome may be a funny-sounding name, but it's a very serious condition.
So explain how you came to this conclusion, Doctor.
Well, a portion of my research included looking at a lot of butts, Mark. All types of butts. Big butts, small butts, thick butts, slightly less thick butts.
Yeah, we understand, sir.
Butts with moles the size of Swedish meatballs. Butts with more dimples than a Titleist golf ball. Butts that look like a grocery bag filled with wet lettuce. Butts with freckles. Butts with speckles.
Yeah, fine. Wait, no. Okay, we get it. You looked at a lot of butts, sir.
I saw some butts that didn't look like butts at all. None that I've ever seen, anyway. I've seen cringe-inducing butts, vomit-inducing butts, night terror-inducing butts, labor-inducing butts. That's right. My wife, who was 8.5 months pregnant, went into early labor because she accidentally stumbled upon some photos of a butt that was so very pale, so very fluffy, and so very varicose veiny. It looked like a toddler got his hands on a blue magic marker and scribbled all over a white beanbag chair. Very unpleasant. Yeah. She was so traumatized that our son was born early. But not to worry, Junior's okay, thank God. But my wife will never be the same, psychologically.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a lot of guilt knowing that I willingly brought a child into the world filled with so many terrible, horrific butts. I've seen things, man. Awful things.
Doctor, please, we get it. So you saw a lot of butts, and most of them were unpleasant to look at. Please try to gather yourself and be a professional.
Okay. Be strong, Chris. Forget about the butts. The rotund, repugnant, sometimes grossly disfigured butts.
That's right. Just put it behind you.
Behind? Oh, the horror.
All right, Doctor, that's enough. The butts can't hurt you anymore. Everything's going to be okay.
Okay, Mark. You're right. Thanks for making me feel better.
Thank you for calling.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
It's been a pleasure.
Catch you later, sweet potato.
Talk to you soon.
Nice to know you, Gorgonzola.
Please stop.
Been a pleasure, chicken feather.
Wrapping it up, Doc.
Sounds delightful, menstrual cycle.
What?
Oh, sorry. Ran out of food-related rhymes.
Please hang up now, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I'm just sitting here, and Gina, who has an iPad?
Yeah.
With a keyboard.
Yeah.
And she works it like a job. Here's all I heard. What are skinny jeans doing to your vagina?
That's the headline.
I just told her, I said, get that.
I got it.
I
got
to hear what that is.
Right.
Now, today, this week, is it the Scripps National Spelling Bee?
I think it's Field Thin Mints, or what's it called? Field Mints? Field Thins?
How many spelling bees are there?
A ton.
All right. You seem fairly together, Gina.
Thank you.
Spell chandelier.
C-H-A-N-D-E-L-I-E-R.
That is correct.
Yes!
So you're a good speller.
I apparently.
No, you didn't know it until the...
I thought, yeah, okay, I'm a good speller.
Because chandelier is not easy.
No, it's French.
Let's go to the phones. Mike from Hemet. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
Really good. Now, we talked about the fact that Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's wife, has filed for divorce.
Yeah, roger that, son. I know.
Roger that. All right, Mike, so you called with a comment about this.
Yes, I did. Personally, Mark, here's the deal in a nutshell, brother. I think his face looks like it wore out three bodies, Mark. I just don't think the women around here go for him anymore. And I want them to concentrate on me, Mark. What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm not judging, but you don't sound like the kind of guy that women are going to just kind of swoon.
Well, here's the thing, Mark. I'm toting tall timber. I ain't toting no short wood, Mark.
Wow.
You understand that?
I would swear that I'm talking to Eric doing a bit right now.
I want to know who's shackled in the background screaming.
So now,
born to my daughter. Oh, okay. I didn't mean for her to hear that.
So, Mike, out of interest, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm done doing nothing. I got 5 acres out here, some walnuts, and I might even grow a little bit of some other stuff, Mark. Some of that wacky tobacco. Now, here's another question for you, Mark. Can you take your butt up there and go adjust the antenna, brother? I can't pick you guys up in my garage, Mark. I can get you out in my backyard.
We can do you one better. Why don't we come to your house and do the show for you?
Come on, Gina. I wish you would, man. I'd like to see you because you wouldn't even look at Brad Pitt. I'm telling you, honey, I got that tall timber.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I got that tall timber.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, anytime you guys want to come out, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Not that I'm old. I've just been listening to you for a while. It might have been recordings. Who knows?
Well, Mike from Hemet, you're welcome to call back at any time.
Thank you, Mark. I'm going to do that, okay? Dust your antenna for me, okay? That's a big thing around here.
It is time now for...
Jackie's Throwback Thursday!
Okay, guys, so I have a little gem from 1979 from The Clash. And this song, although it wasn't listed on the original LP cover because it was kind of just slapped on there last minute, What, Mikey?
From The Clash?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the song they gave me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Controversy.
Damn it!
Dave!
Uh-oh. You keep going. You play it, and let's see you guys fight.
Can you not find it?
Well, I don't know the song.
Okay. So,
good thing the rest of us can't hear.
Okay, well, whatever. Let me tell you what I was going to tell you because it was a cool fact. Anyways, so this song wasn't originally listed on the LP cover, but it actually peaked really high on the charts. Now,
what?
No, go ahead, Jackie.
Yeah, go for it.
They're trying to hook you up.
Yes. We're trying to make sure you've got the song you need.
I know, but
I got it.
This takes your participation right now. I've given you guys a piece of paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can now turn it over. The Clash dedicated their album cover to Elvis Presley's
first
album.
I love that.
I'll take a picture of it and post it on our social.
And guys, it is exactly word for word, letter for letter, color for color.
Font.
Except the picture itself. Yeah. I love that.
That's great.
It's so cool, isn't it?
That is a great piece of rock lore. And I have some lore right here. Let me show it to you.
No, you're ruining somebody rolled the song. Yeah, because you're really ruining the morning for all of us. Put your zipper back up, friend.
I'm sorry, guys. This is The Clash's Train in Vain.
Yeah, this is Doris Day and Rock Hudson shopping downtown.
I love that.
In a movie. And she's got tons of bags, and he's carefree. He's dressed in a gray blazer with a black skinny tie.
For casual Sunday.
Yeah, and they're just so happy.
Yeah.
I think Rock is smoking a cigarette, and Doris has her hair pulled back and tight in the background.
Oh, wow. You really thought about this.
Yeah, and this music is playing as they have their shopping montage.
I love that.
Well, see, you're the one that gave me this superpower. I'd never thought about that in my life.
Oh, this is all I think about. Like, if I hear a song, I'm like, that is the best closing credits of a movie song I've ever heard. See, when I first heard this, I saw a wide shot on Anywhere Town USA with a little boy in the 50s with a little crew cut and a little striped shirt throwing newspapers and ringing his little bell, setting the scene. But I like yours better.
Speaking of that, my very first job was for the Birmingham News. I would get up. I was in high school. I was a sophomore. Maybe a freshman. I would get up every morning at 3. Oh. Get on my motorcycle, sometimes when it was 21 degrees. I would drive down to the Birmingham News, roll my papers. I had an 18-mile paper route, and I would deliver these at 4 in the morning. Go home, have breakfast, shower, go to work, go to school, and then practice football or baseball after that.
Mark, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what you call grit.
That's what you call trying to pay for that motorcycle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Paper out, 18 miles, Birmingham News. One morning, I'm delivering, and one morning I just decided, I don't want to do this. So I went to a ravine. And I pulled over and I dumped all the newspapers and I went home, went to bed. Didn't take 45 minutes until the guy at the news started calling me. I'm getting tons of complaints that you didn't deliver the papers. No, I delivered them. No, I did. Yeah. No, everybody's got them. We're good.
He's like, Mark, meet me over at the ravine. I got something to show you.
Now, you never sleep. Oh. I don't know what it is in your life, Mark, that keeps you awake. I mean...
I've reached a new level. People told me to exercise, so now I exercise twice a day. Mm. People told me to meditate, so now I'm doing that before. And nothing is making this better. So I've reached a new level of crazy, and if you really want to know how I'm wired, Mark, I'll tell you. I always wake up at 1 in the morning, gotta pee. Gotta pee. Most people can fall right back asleep. I can't. Some people breathe, count sheep, boil some milk. I don't know what you do. Do you know what I did from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. this morning? Ugh. I wrote song parodies. They are all on my phone in my song parody file that I just made at 1 in the morning. And there was no other way. My brain was spinning so fast. All I could do was like rhyme, Mark with bark. And I couldn't stop. I did this for 2 hours in the middle of the night. What is wrong with me?
Well, you see, I think the idea is when you wake up, and we all do. I wake up, usually it's 2 to 3, yeah. Go pee, go back. See, you're up with your phone. That's not good. You need to be laying there in the bed, sheets up, your eyes closed, and thinking about song parody, but you don't physically actively get up and get your phone.
Yeah, but until I got them out of my monkey chatter brain, I couldn't go back to sleep.
It's a problem.
Some people have to rhyme things with facts of life in the middle of the night, Mark, and it was just going to ping pong around in my head until I wrote it down.
Yeah. I lay there seriously, and I think about sexual scenarios.
Oh, good for you.
Things I would like to have happen, or, here's one of my favorites, I relive what has happened.
You know, that is what a lot of therapists say is the best way to deal with anxiety. Mm. You just all of a sudden go back in your mind and relive a sexual experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't realize.
There you go.
Well, I discovered that for myself. I didn't need no doctor. So now, the spelling bee that's going on. There apparently is a 6-year-old that's in the thick of it.
Yeah, this is the Scripps National Spelling Bee. He is 6. His name is Akash Vukoti. He's a little Texas boy. He may be the youngest contestant and the first grader to ever reach the Scripps National Spelling Bee. He is in it to win it. He joined 284 other kids to compete in the Bee for a trophy and a $40,000 cash prize, among other prizes. Now, just imagine, you know, there's kids in their awkward, you know, tall phase and whatever, twice the size of him, and he's 6. Mm. And he's a little 6-year-old, and he's all of a sudden, I don't have the words that he spelled, but I have words the other kid spelled. And he's getting up there, and he's rocking and rolling, man. No, it doesn't have the words on there.
There's no words?
I don't think so.
Ah, crap.
But I have another story. There's a little boy named Neil Mays of South Carolina. He has cochlear implants. You know what those are?
No.
So if you're born hard of hearing, they're little implants they put in your ear and sort of attach to you so you can hear. And otherwise, you wouldn't be able to hear. He's in the spelling bee. He's in fifth grade now. He's spelling words like Weissnichtu and Pfeffernis.
It's nuts that they're asking people to spell words I've never heard in my life.
Mark, what is the first letter of the word Pfeffernis?
F-P.
You're genius.
Thank you.
You could be in the spelling bee.
That's about as far as I went. We also have learned that Gina is quite the speller.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-oh. Okay, I don't want to jinx it.
Let me see. Oh, that'll be good.
I'm not that good, huh?
No, you're pretty good.
Okay.
That's too easy. Okay. Are you ready?
I don't... Yeah, okay.
Gina Grad.
What?
Okay, lower the tune. I'm not sure what that's about.
I'm nervous. Just go.
Again.
Okay.
You'll get the word when you get it.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
That's what I'm looking for.
I know.
Gina Grad.
What? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Again with the tune.
I tried to adjust it
I'm not even quite sure what's going on here.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to ask you a word. And then the attitude.
Okay.
The humanity. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Gina.
Yeah, yes.
Spell colleague. Ooh.
May I have its word of origin? May you use it in a sentence? That's what the kids would ask.
Danny.
Yeah.
Producer Danny is my colleague.
Okay. Colleague. C-O-L-L. I think there's an A in there somewhere. E-A-G-U-E.
You are really good.
Yes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. No, seriously.
You can spell colleague?
I might.
You would have been able to
figure
it out.
I might could have, but I'm not.
I like words.
I'm a decent speller, and I'm decent with basic general math.
Oh, okay. You got me there.
Well, I mean, no, I'm saying very basic.
I took 001, that's how they coded it, algebra, 00, we called it, 3 times, couldn't pass it. So I'll stick with spelling.
All right, so we're going to continue with that.
Okay.
Coming up today at 7:35, fill in the blank with Matt and Frank. Christian, who breaks down the music, he dissects it, he hands over the track. Today, Matt and Frank are going to tackle Rosanna by Toto. Now, I asked Christian, who could not be here today because he's doing a good thing, and we'll talk with him later. And I said, so give me an idea. How hard is Rosanna? He said, Rosanna is the Mount Rushmore because of the drum lick.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I neither. The drum lick is so intricate that it's almost impossible to replicate. So Matt and Frank, fill in the blank, 7:35 this morning.
No. People need to call.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mikey. Thank you.
You should have given one of these.
We have 5 seconds for $25 frickin' dollars. This is it. I mean, this is going to put us further. This is the greatest radio game in history.
Yeah, this is huge money.
Thank you for trying.
Hey, man. I'll take $25. I'll cash that check.
I won't pay for a bagel. We pause for station identification.
Wait.
Tell
them they need to call.
888-696. He refuses. 888-696-1003. Call us. 888-696-1003. 5 seconds for 25 dólares.
$25.
It's the hottest game going.
Yep.
Everybody's buzzed about it.
Huge.
Radio stations are calling us, asking us. Let me just cut that off for you, Mike.
Thank you.
They're calling us. So how do you do it? What goes on? Mm-hmm. How do you make it so riveting?
They don't know what we do behind the scenes. It's insane.
Right. We tell no one our secrets.
No.
We go to Mary. She's calling from Oxnard. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm really good. So what are you wearing right now?
Today I have a black bra.
Oh.
I have a peach tank top with a light cover-up. Blue jeans and white heels.
Damn, that was descriptive.
It was. And what about our panties? What are we?
She gave you the bra.
It's Thursday. They're granny panties.
Now, what about Thursday makes it granny panties? I'm intrigued.
Because Friday is when you get hot.
So are we going thongs on Friday?
No.
Nothing?
So commando on Friday.
Oh, there she is.
Now, I'd like to know, is it because it's Friday and the beginning of the weekend that you want to get hot?
No, because it's Friday and I got a 4-day weekend and I want to get hot.
Hell yeah.
How old are you?
I'm too old for you.
No, let me hear it. How old are you?
I'm 51.
I'm 60, bitch. What are you talking about? Good God. So, you got a husband?
Yes, I do. 27 years.
Ooh.
Now, been together 36.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Now, do you guys still have sex face-to-face?
You know, I like it that way, but occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
You go the other way.
I go every way. Oh,
so, wow. The lady bits are still functioning?
Damn straight.
Yeah, I like that. Because, you know, if you let it go too long, like Gina, that thing will grow together. You know that, right?
Mark, how yours hasn't ascended back up inside you, we'll never know. So you lay off me, my friend.
My friend. So, Mary, what do you, do you work? Do you have a job?
I have a job. I've been with my company for 12 years. I'm an admin at a local water company.
Do you like the work?
I love the work.
Do you like the people there?
The people I love.
I'll be honest with you, Mary. Most of the people that I have to work with here at this radio station, I tolerate.
Barely.
Yeah.
I know. And then there's Danny.
Yeah.
I love the pause.
Yeah. That was called the pregnant pause right there. So, Mary, how many kids do you have?
I have two. Jeffrey is 22. Victoria is going to be 18.
Oh.
She's so graduating. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yay! Congratulations!
Now, out of interest, Mary, are you dreading the empty nest or no? Are you embracing it?
I've already had that separation anxiety because my daughter's ready to... You can hear the shaking in my voice now.
Mm.
My daughter's ready to leave, and then my son, you know, he's working a lot. So, yeah, we're finding evenings together. Him smoking a cigar, me having a drink.
Wow, it's like they're with you, Mark.
I listen to you guys, and I think, you know what, if you come over to my house, you and Linda would fit right in, you know?
Well, I will tell you, Mary, the separation anxiety, don't let it bother you. The key to it is make sure you see each other as often as you can and have talk. Quality time, and it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, talk. Gotta talk.
All right, bitch, I got a question for you.
I'm going to be a stupid listener, but I'm going to win $25.
$25. If you answer this correctly, there's no possible way you're going to get it. I didn't know the answer, but that's the way that this game goes.
I thought Garfield's favorite dinner was spaghetti.
No, yeah. Lasagna!
Yeah, Mary, you got no shot at this. I'll be honest. I tell you what, Mary, before I ask the question, I want you to just take your top off.
Okay.
Wow.
Hang on. Okay.
Are you completely topless?
No, I have my tank top on.
All right, get that off.
I have a cover up.
Get that off in the bra.
Mark, don't we have a game to play?
Yeah, we're going to get to it. What, oh, you're at work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi,
but she did take a bra.
Okay, well.
That's something.
All right, here we go.
My cover up off.
What song is played in the 8th inning of every Boston Red Sox game at Fenway Park?
The 8th inning?
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know. $30. It's somebody else's.
It's $30.
The answer is Sweet Caroline.
Oh.
Why do they do that? Does anybody know why they do this?
No idea.
Okay, it's dumb. It's absolutely insane crazy. Okay, listen, I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, Mary.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Gina. And you guys, you rock.
Aww.
You guys do. And by the way, remember when you guys had the Mark and Brian show, you had that three guys and a girl in a wedding?
Right.
I broke up the first couple.
You broke up? What do you mean?
I my question was,
Do you shave?
And Danny answered when I called in, and he put me on the air, and that's what broke them up. She was like grossed out by the thought of landscaping.
Everybody that was involved in three guys in a wedding, two guys in a wedding, whatever it was, they were all insane. Behind the scenes was absolutely nuts. Mary, I love you. Call anytime, and thank you so much for listening. Give me some info there, Mikey. Mm-hmm. All right. We had to change our day because Gray Drake is doing something tomorrow, but let's find out what's happening in the movies world. Gray Drake is senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning, you guys. I'm in New York City, and I haven't even been mugged yet.
Congratulations on that. Okay, Gray, I've got to move quickly. Let's take a look at Alice Through the Looking Glass. My daughter went to the
world. This is the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, and everybody's back. So Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, Mia Wasikowska's Alice, joined by Sacha Baron Cohen. The first movie, I didn't care for it. Mm. And this one is awesome.
Ooh.
That rarely happens. I think it has great action. Every frame is stunningly beautiful. And it's really worth going to Wonderland over Memorial Day.
Now, my daughter did go to the world premiere, and I asked her last night at dinner what she thought about it. She said she really liked it, and she, like you, did not like the first one. Tomato meter on this.
Well, this one's rotten, but don't let that scare you. It's at about 43%. Same score as the first.
X-Men Apocalypse. My son is expecting big things.
Oh, your son is going to be devastated.
Oh, no.
Not good.
This is the third superhero movie in as many months. And I think that Apocalypse is a spectacular villain. He's the first mutant ever. All of the X-Men are back. James McAvoy, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender. And somehow, this movie managed to be boring.
Wow.
Oh, if I have to listen to Professor Xavier and Magneto have the same conversation about whether or not humans can be trusted, I swear to God, I'm going to come at somebody with a samurai sword.
Tomato meter, Gray.
Oh, boy. It's the first rotten one in a long time, guys. It's about 53%. Oh. There's stuff to like, don't get me wrong, but superhero fatigue is officially settled in.
Yeah, you know what? There is such a thing as too much. This young lady, bright, colorful, funny, and I love her. She is senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. Gray, have a great week.
Thank you. My mutant ability is not getting mugged in New York.
Warmer weather is here, and with it comes spring cleaning. You could spruce up the house, spruce up the yard, but for a really fresh start, do what I did. Get a Casper. Casper's engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep. I'm almost asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. That is unheard of for me. Casper is one of the most awarded mattresses of the century, and their new sheets and pillows are just as comfortable, creating an environment designed to keep you cool and balanced all night long. The mattress ships free in a surprisingly compact box. Plus, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper. Try yours for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code GINA for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code GINA for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Point at me. Yeah. Doris Day and Rock Hudson in a movie on a shopping spree. Smiling, Rock smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Gray blazer, a little bit of a blackish thing.
Now, is she carrying the bags and he's carrying all the boxes behind her, like the hat boxes?
I think so.
I think so, too.
His hair is high and tight. Hers is pulled back.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. All right, so the script spelling bee, there's a 6-year-old kid involved, and he's still in the running.
Yeah.
And he's 6. Just goes to show you there's certain people that are meant for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
We have discovered that one of Gina's superpowers is that she is quite the speller.
Oh, I don't want to mess this up. I've gotten 2 words so far.
Producer Danny has provided me with words.
Okay.
Let me share some of those with you now. Mm. Let me look. Nah, that's too easy. That's way easy.
Is it? Are you sure? Oh, okay.
Oh. Daddy likey.
D-A-D-D-Y-L-I. Okay.
And so that you know, I kind of creeped myself out when
that
I
was gross.
That. Yeah, it was disturbing.
Okay.
What a view.
Isn't it great?
Wow.
Beautiful city.
Gina Grad.
What? Yes, sir.
Again with the tune.
I just get nervous.
No, but what is it about the spelling?
It's not you.
No, it
I don't
is.
Know.
It is.
Well, you keep telling everyone it's my superpower and I'm going to blow it now.
Most people can't spell this word.
Okay.
I couldn't.
Okay. Well, that's not... Okay.
Excuse me?
What?
Is that sort of shot? Like
I'm sorry?
Sort of cheap shot? Yeah.
No, I'm ready.
No, you're not.
I'm so ready.
I just got slapped without hands in the air. I mean, my God, I'm just sitting here.
Will you just read the word? I'm nervous.
Who loves you more than me? And I get
Everybody
smacked around.
Everybody in this building.
Gina Grant.
Yes.
Please spell mischievous.
Oh, F. All right. I'm going to do what the little kids do. At the script spelling bee, they write on their hand, like with their finger. M-I-S-C-H. Is it mischievous or mischievous? Mischievous. Crap. I-O-U-S?
Incorrect.
F! I think there's another E in there, isn't there? Spell it.
Mischievous. M-I-S-C-H.
I.
Go ahead. I.
V.
Wait.
E.
I-E.
Yeah. V. I-O-U-S.
No! M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V-O-U-S.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't.
What did I say?
You added something else.
Okay.
But that's a hard one.
And let it be known that I was a perfect child, so I wouldn't know anything about being mischievous. That wasn't part of my lexicon. Yeah. I hate you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Danny, give me the intro.
How could this have happened?
Is there no end to the money we'll spend on production?
Correct.
Okay.
Top flight. Now... Uh-huh. This is a rousing round of how could this have happened. I'm going to give you a scenario, and it happened. It's factual.
Okay.
And throughout the morning, we're going to figure out how. How could this have happened?
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure anybody's going to figure it out. We'll open the phones. We have concert tickets. I may even pull my junk out.
That'll help.
No, I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
What do you want? Calm down. Just don't even talk. All right, here we go. My bad. I'm being rude, and I apologize.
You're the best.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I've got a little tickle in my pants right now.
Will you just read the question?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The incredible story of Mr. George D. Bryson.
Okay.
See, in radio, that means I'm letting you know that I'm reading from a piece of paper.
Yeah, and that he's very professional.
Here we go. Mr. George D. Bryson arrived at the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky in 1953. Mr. Bryson was shown to room 307. After unpacking, he went downstairs to reception to see if there were any letters or messages for him. The receptionist gave him a letter addressed to Mr. George D. Bryson, room 307. Since he had just checked in, since the hotel or him could not have known what room he would be given,
ooh,
how could he receive a letter sent through the postal service addressed to Mr. George D. Bryson in room 307? How could this have happened? 888-696-1003. I'll get opinions from Stupid, who's sitting here staring at me in a minute. Now, I need something from you in a few minutes.
I'm thinking.
You need to prepare yourself. Ignore the bass and drums in the background. Matt and Frank may or may not be rehearsing.
Uh-huh.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's that.
Thanks. Well, Donald Trump said on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night that he would debate Bernie Sanders, but only if Bernie paid him so he could donate the money to charity. Tensions are high between Justin Bieber and his Belieber fans right now. He's now using a cardboard cutout to stand in for him at fan meet and greets, and he's totally nixed selfies with fans. And here's what's trending in sports. As Mark mentioned earlier, the San Jose Sharks are going to the Stanley Cup. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, how could this have happened? Did I do that right? Did I do that good? Okay, thanks. But first, Queen, This is Mark in the Morning.
Yeah, Yeah, come to me.
Yep.
Stop this. My favorite queen, Mark Thompson.
Some sort of cut?
No.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me cut this off. My bad. All right, we're walking outside. We're going to be doing a fill in the blank with Matt and Frank. Can you hear me, Mikey?
It was. Now it's low. Are you turned on?
How about now?
Nope.
Nope.
Scream.
How about now?
There we go. There's the sugar.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to be doing a fill in the blank with Matt and Frank. This is a segment where Christian, who breaks down the music or dissects it, has handed a track to Matt and Frank. He has removed the drums and the bass, and then Matt and Frank simply fill in the blank. My son, Matthew. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Now, what is your choice for today?
Today we will be doing Rosanna by Toto.
Now, I asked Christian yesterday, who couldn't be here. Christian is doing a good thing, and I'll speak with him later on this morning about that. I asked him, so Rosanna, Toto, how difficult? He said, this is the Mount Rushmore, primarily because of the drum track. Not that we're slacking on the bass, Frank. The drum track, tell us about the level of difficulty on this.
This is really the first one that I feel the most nervous about, that I feel like, you know, we don't really have much to offer because it's perfect.
Is he one of the greatest drummers of all time?
He's my favorite. Absolutely.
And I knew him.
Yeah, I wish I did too.
All right, let's do the first burning question before we play. Prepare yourself. The thing that everybody wants to know. Frank, what is your favorite cereal?
Ooh, I would have to say Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
It is hard to beat Frosted frickin' Flakes. Matthew, favorite cereal, please.
Well, mine too is Frosted Flakes, but lately I've enjoyed Apple Jacks a lot.
Are you four?
All right, let's waste no time. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Thompson. Frank, I always mispronounce your last name.
It's Kaito.
K-A-I-T-O.
C-A-I-T-O.
Sorry. That's part of the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosanna, Toto, this is Fill in the Blank with Matt and Frank.
Rosanna, yeah. Now she's gone.
if you just joined us, my son Matt and his buddy Frank.
Hello again, Los Angeles.
What's up?
They just did a fill in the blank. They tackled Rosanna by Toto. As Christian said, the Mount Rushmore of difficulty. And they smoked it. Now, we may or may not have an event coming soon that will not only feature Fill in the Blank with Matt and Frank, but it may or may not feature their band, Big Language.
Wow.
I'm not saying
Or it mightn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is that a word, mightn't?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Keep going.
If it isn't, we just made it up. Yep. Now, these boys are really at the top of their craft. And, you know, you basically spend the day trying to pay the bills, and then you chase your dream at night. These boys basically pay the rent by teaching music. They are great at what they do. Now, Frank teaches not only bass, but he teaches piano.
Ooh.
Matthew teaches drums, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So, Matt, there's a lot of choices that people have. They can come to you in your studio where you have two sets of drums.
Come to me. I've got the whole setup. We get plenty loud. I can do it over Skype. I have several Skype students. That works especially well with people that already play.
When Matt comes to visit us in North Carolina, he sets up his drums in the theater, and he sits in there with the computer open, and he teaches over Skype.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And do you make house calls if they their own stuff?
I do. It's easier if they come to me, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best way to go about it. I'm in Tarzana at Sound Street Studios.
One of the things that you may want to do if you have a young brat and you're tired of dealing with him, mm-hmm. Then you can kind of get a break from that by hiring Matt to come to your house and babysit in the guise of a drum lesson, because it happens.
Only for an hour, though.
Now, is it complete coincidence that Matt and Frank look exactly the same?
It is funny, isn't it?
Yeah, they look like twins.
Now, Frank, are you better at the bass or better at piano?
Definitely the bass. Yeah, I started out playing the bass.
But your keyboard, you have several students that take piano.
Yeah, a lot of beginner piano. It's like ages 5 to 9 for the piano.
Okay.
Pretty young.
We're going to get all their information. There's no need. Uh-oh. Okay, Matt did that.
Ow.
Treadmill Trivia Friday. This is going to be for the Pines Modern Steakhouse at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. That is going to debut Friday, by the way. Danny's going to hop on that treadmill, and one lucky listener that he will be playing for is going to win a prize package to the Pines restaurant that consists of a $200 dinner credit and $100 to play the slots. That is a $300 value. Farm to fork cuisine, and you do have to dress fancy.
Oh,
have
God.
Fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, ultra-modern new whiskey bar, Mark.
Uh-oh.
You're back
Ooh.
In. You can visit. For more details, visit sanmanuel.com.
Now, if you are interested in lessons with Matt and Frank, we're collecting their information. We're going to put it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. You simply click on it, because your options are they come to you, you come to them, do it over Skype. Learn to play drums, bass, and piano. Boys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. How could this have happened? Mr. George D. Bryson arrived at the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky in 1953. Mr. Bryson was shown to room 307. After unpacking, he went down to reception to see if there were any letters or messages. The receptionist gave him a letter addressed to Mr. George D. Bryson, room 307. He just checked in. The hotel and he could not have known which room they were going to give him.
Right.
Yet a letter sent through the postal service to Mr. George D. Bryson, room 307. Before I go to the phones, Gina, how could this have happened?
Well, all of my answers involve time machines. Am I on the right track?
No.
Okay.
No, this actually happened.
Hmm. Well, I only have one answer. I only have one real answer.
Okay.
Does he have, like, OCD and he always stays in room 307 no matter where he goes?
That's interesting. That's not it.
Ah!
Let's go to the phones. Michael calling from LA. Good morning, Michael.
Are you this me?
What?
I couldn't tell if you're talking to me or not.
Whoa. We're trying to.
Did he cuss?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even understand it. Good one, Jackie. Let's go to Guy. He's calling from Upland. Guy, how could
Good
this
morning to
good
you
morning.
All.
How could this have happened?
Okay, what I'm thinking is that it was not originally addressed, the letter, mm-hmm. with 307 on it. The 307 was written at the hotel after it arrived as a way to kind of sort out where and to who the letters needed to go.
I like that.
That's a good guess, and I could certainly see where that would have happened. That is not the case in this particular situation. Mm. Well said, though, Guy. Enjoyed it. Let's go to Gino. Gino, good morning.
Good morning.
So how could this have happened, Gino?
I would say that he made a reservation, and then he mailed the letter to himself.
Well, let's talk that through. He had no prior knowledge to the room that he was going to be staying in, yet the letter sent through the Postal Service was addressed to Mr. George D. Bryson, room 307. So that wouldn't have worked out.
Okay. He's so defeated.
He is kind of down about it.
Okay.
Do you want to take another shot at it?
I kind of feel like he might have been working on that one for a while.
That guy?
Yeah. Oh, you're asking me if I want to take another shot at it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was working on that one for a while. I have nothing else.
Give me full phones on number one. I just want to play Danny's intro because I love it too much.
How could this have happened?
All right, so once again, if you just joined us, this is a rousing round of how could this have happened. Mr. George D. Bryson arrived at the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky in 1953. Mr. Bryson was shown to room 307. After unpacking, he went down to reception to see if there were any letters or messages for him. The receptionist gave him a letter addressed to Mr. George D. Bryson, room 307. My glasses have gotten hooked on the microphone.
Yeah, you're getting awful close to that hot mic.
That was weird. I couldn't get away. So, how could this have happened? He nor the hotel knew what room he would be in, yet he is given a letter sent through the Postal Service addressed to him, room 307. Any other shots?
Oh, I got it. They used a catapult on the cow. No, I really have no idea. I have no idea.
All right. Let's go to Danny. Danny is calling from Luverne. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
How's your man bits?
They're just fine.
All right, good. Good to hear it. I was worried about it. All right,
no worries.
So, Danny, how could this have happened?
Well, I'm going to say that it was a man with the same name who had stayed in the room before him.
That is correct. Mr. George D. Bryson had stayed in the same room with the same name the week prior.
That's crazy.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? You, my friend, win something. I have no idea what we have to give, but we're going to send you something nice. Well done, Danny. What do you do for a living?
I'm a street sweeper operator.
Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
So that's the truck with the big turning brush?
Correct.
It's like a Zamboni for the street.
Yeah, and so do you do freeways or just side streets?
I do streets, and I also do, well, I do a mix of residential and commercial.
Nice. And married kids?
Single father, one daughter.
And how old is she?
My daughter, she's 4 years old.
Do you like her?
Oh, I love my daughter to death, man.
Dude, let me tell you something. Soak all of this in. Four years of age is the best because they're just starting to figure crap out, and there's questions, and their face gets really excited. It's the absolute. Soak every bit of that in, Danny.
Oh, I am. Believe me, I take pictures of her every day.
Dude, I love you. Thanks for listening and appreciate you calling.
All right, appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Let it go. Let it go. I am one with the wind and sky.
Do you have your Dave script?
Yes.
The kids are getting out of school soon, and they're so annoying.
Annoying?
Yes, annoying, with their whole there's nothing to do whiny attitude.
Take them to the happiest place on earth, Mark.
And leave them there. I love it.
No, this is a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets, so you'll have to bring them home with you eventually, but you'll have a great time while you're there. And today, for our L.A. listeners who are 18 or older, Andy in the afternoon will have more tickets to give away at 6 p.m. too. Then we'll have more tickets tomorrow morning at 8.
Jackie, let's take caller number 5, 888-696-1003. Today, when you win, I want you to talk like Donald Duck. Gina, do the plug.
Get to the Disneyland Resort Diamond Celebration before the dazzle ends this summer and check out the new Star Wars experience and premiering this summer, Frozen, live at the Hyperion Musical Spectacular at Disneyland Resort.
Jody, talk like Donald Duck.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. No, that was damn good. Mike, talk like Donald Duck. Dominique, talk like Donald Duck. I think they're confused. That was Axl Rose last week. Yeah. Bill, talk like Donald Duck.
Sounds like a cat is in distress.
And Edward, talk like Donald Duck.
Quack, quack. Good morning, Mark.
The guy who wins is the worst. Edward, you are the fifth caller. You win a Disneyland family four-pack. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Coming up, the latest in the world of sports. This is Mark in the Morning.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Sports with Todd is brought to you by our friends and neighbors at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Good morning, Todd.
Great morning to you, Mark. And by the way, the fellow who won for sounding like Donald Duck, he sounded more like Edward G. Robinson. My goodness gracious. Hey, the Dodgers make it 4 wins in a row. That's because they beat the Reds, who have now lost 10 in a row. And Scott Kazmir with 12 strikeouts for the Dodgers, who have, get this, they've played 20 straight days. They have a day off today before taking on the Mets. Rangers beating the Angels 15-9. Nomar Mazara for the Rangers hit the longest home run in Major League Baseball this season, 491 feet. The Cubs beat the Cardinals 9-8. The Cubs are 31-14. Jake Arrieta of the Cubs is 9-0. The pitcher, now get this, he has won his last 23 starts going back to last season, 23 in a row. I mean, he and Kershaw right now, they're unbelievable. And a player by the name of Jackie Bradley Jr., he plays for the Red Sox, has a 29-game hitting streak. That's good, but the record, of course, is Joe DiMaggio, 56 games in a row. Now to the NBA, LeBron and Cleveland are back at it. They win last night big, 116-78, so they lead that series 3-2. Now, Oklahoma City is at Golden State tonight, Mark. And, you know, the Thunder can win it if they win the game tonight. They will go to the NBA Finals. Now, the coach for Golden State, Steve Kerr, says Stephen Curry's woes, meaning he's not playing very well, is not due to injury. It's due to he had that 3-week layoff while he was trying to get his, you know, tweaked ankle and tweaked knee back. He says he is not as explosive because of the layoff, but not the injury.
I'm confused because he came back from the layoff and he was white hot.
Yeah, he had a whole. He had what, 17 points in that one overtime, or 50? He scored 15 straight points in that one overtime. So anyway,
I'm gonna make a prediction, and I guarantee it. Golden State will win tonight.
All right, it's at Golden State. Then they'll have to go back to Oklahoma City.
It'll be tough there, but they win tonight.
It's going to be the San Jose Sharks in the finals of the NHL. They beat St. Louis last night to advance to the finals, winning 4-2. And by the way, Tampa Bay plays Pittsburgh in the NHL tonight. Winner of that game goes to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now to the NFL. And this is, I want your comment on this. The Bills general manager, Doug Whaley, says he used a poor choice of words. He's been criticized for saying this quote about football. It's a violent game that I personally don't think humans are supposed to play.
Wow.
I mean, he's talking about the injury factor. In the context, he was talking about the injuries to his wide receiver, Sammy Watkins. And Doug Whaley played in the NFL. It's a violent game that I personally don't think humans are supposed to play. I mean, it is a violent game, and that's why we like it. You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to say it, but that's it.
Well, it is violent. And what's happening now, as opposed to back in the day, the 50s and 60s, guys, these athletes, they work out with trainers. And they are so strong and so fast that you take two guys colliding into each other going 20 miles an hour.
It's like a car crash.
Yeah. It is violent, but Todd, you just said it. It's why we love it.
And don't the helmets and pads give them an extra sense of false security?
Safety, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, if you didn't have a face mask, you wouldn't lead with your head.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Gina, you just said it. It's like being in a car wreck. You know what? I've heard several football players say every Monday morning when I'm done with the Sunday football game, I feel like I've been in an automobile accident.
Man.
So, quickly, Tony Romo says he sees himself with the Cowboys playing past his current contract in 2019. How old do you think Tony Romo is right now?
34.
36. So he thinks he's going to play with the Cowboys past 39. He's getting injured all the time now, Mark. The guy can't play a 16-game season.
Another prediction. Tony Romo will not finish the season with Dallas.
He'll have another broken collarbone, probably. Yep. Hey, real quick, Eagles OTAs, that's, of course, workouts for the Philadelphia Eagles. They say the quarterback who has looked the best, looked better than Sam Bradford, better than Chase Daniel, is Carson Wentz, the number two pick in the draft. So there you go. That's it in sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Don't forget, they've got their Memorial Day savings all week long, all through this great Memorial Day weekend. So get out to Frontier Toyota.
Let's go on a moonlight swim.
Just in time for Memorial Day. The unofficial start of summer is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's unofficial. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
It's unofficial on Monday. I just want you to know I was listening.
Now, so think of it.
Okay.
A swimming pool.
Yeah.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Oh, no.
Whenever a sentence begins with that, then you know something not good's coming.
You don't want the CDC involved in your pool.
They've inspected 48,632 public swimming facilities, pools, hot tubs, water parks. The bottom line is, swim in the ocean instead. Mikey, give me two.
Is it the reason I think it is?
What would you think?
Pee-pee.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, man.
The CDC reports revealed a whopping 80% of pools had at least one health code violation, including dangerous levels of disinfectant, safety problems with equipment, and harmful pH levels. And don't get us started on the people peeing in the pool.
I would rather have pee than too much chlorine and kill myself.
Well, the thing of it is, I think the thinking is that dump a lot of chlorine in, it'll kill whatever's in this pool.
Right, but also kill the children, right? That's
probably
a lot of,
So, raise your hand if you pee in the pool. One, two, three.
Jackie and Mark, congratulations, you disgusting monsters. In a pool? In a contained pool?
No, I do it in like a Vegas pool.
What?
I know, guys. I know, it's gross.
Well, that is a herpes stew over there, so you might as well.
Stop. I'm not going to get out and walk to the bathroom all wet.
Right.
You're in a contained environment. It's like you're in the lake, in the ocean. You are in a pool.
I'll never pee in your pool if you invite me over, though. I don't pee in family's pools or friends' pools, but Vegas, you know, is a little exception.
Oh, God.
I pee in every pool that there is.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Does Linda know this?
Of course.
She knows you pee in your own pool.
Sometimes I take a crap in it.
Oh, my God.
You know, a little floating turd going on?
Took it too far.
Caddyshack.
Dear Jackie, took it too far.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's no gray area here. You either do. Okay. You're saying.
Yeah.
That if you're in the pool and you're wet and you really need to pee, you're going to get out, dry off, and go in the house.
I would never pee in a pool. I wouldn't want to be standing in it, so why would I want to be standing in someone else's pee? I don't want to stand in my own pee.
Not only do I pee in the pool.
Oh, man.
For example, I'll stand
pool,
like leaning up against the thing, and I'll watch myself pee so I can see the yellow kind of float around in the water.
You are a garbage person. I can't believe you do that.
Yeah. Let's, well, it is kind of intriguing to see the yellow just kind of come out of my shorts.
God. Do you care at the very least if there's anyone else in the pool?
No.
You'll do it if someone else is in the pool.
I'll pee on them. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Let's ask this question. Because there's no gray. Okay. You either do or you don't. You're in the shower. You need to pee.
Uh-huh.
Do you dry off and go to the toilet?
No. You pee in the shower. It goes down the drain.
Mikey?
Yeah, of course I pee in the shower.
Jackie?
I share my shower with someone, and I'm sorry, but I pee in the shower.
Oh, God. Wait, Walt, someone else is in there with you?
Oh, no, but, you know.
So the reason that you don't pee in the pool is for concern of other people?
Well, because it's a contained environment. Now you're just swimming around in pee. But in the shower, you're peeing over a drain, correct?
You mean in the shower?
Yeah.
I just pee.
You are so disgusting.
I mean, sometimes I'll write my name on the wall.
Wow. Is this your own shower or does Linda have to get in this vile, disgusting incubator?
Linda gets in there too.
Ugh. Would you ever do that if she was in the shower with you?
Yeah.
Would she get so mad?
I don't know.
Because she never noticed. You do it in secret.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to tell her. Hey, Linda.
Watch this.
About to pee.
You want cursive or print?
So we'll try to get to it. We're having calls on people peeing or not peeing in the pool. 888-696-1003. What's trending, Gina Grant?
Well, a young woman in India has given birth to a 15-pound baby girl, which doctors believe is the country's heaviest newborn. A new gym in San Francisco called Power Plant Fitness will allow members to consume marijuana on site while working out.
Wow.
Brilliant idea.
Why would you want to be there?
It seems like it would mess up the workout, but I'm not in charge. It's claiming to be the world's first cannabis-friendly gym.
Wow.
And even though Amber Heard may be divorcing Johnny Depp, actor Patrick Dempsey is getting back with his wife, who he filed for divorce from last year. Mm. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we need to know, do you pee in the pool? Call us, 888-696-1003. But first, Pat Benatar, this is Mark in the Morning.
All right, work with me. My mouse went crazy. Can't get it to work.
It often doesn't.
Now, my God.
Okay. Just sing something.
All right. The topic is, do you pee in the pool? Let's go to Doug.
Huh?
What is that? Hang on. The whole world's blowing up.
Man.
I must have spit on the screen.
Yeah.
Doug, do you pee in the pool?
I definitely do not pee in the pool, but yes. I have pooped in the ocean. We used to go surfing really, really early in the morning and before, you know, there's time to do your business and anything. And when the time comes, just paddle out a little bit further, take off your board shorts. They kind of dangle there on your leash and just do your business right out there.
Wow, dude.
Finish up and then just keep surfing.
Crapped in. You know what? And I'm pretty sure you're not the only one.
Okay, I can tell you somebody on this floor who works here, who not only has done that, but has, for whatever reason, felt the need to give me a how-to lesson on the best way to do it.
Sounds like Danny.
No, not in this room. Mm-mm. Somebody would not surprise you.
Peter.
And apparently, it's best done if you're, like, floating, like, face down.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
Yeah. Peter, our general manager, is the most...
I didn't say it was Peter.
I'm just saying I'm taking a guess.
Okay.
We were sitting together at Doheny this past weekend, and there was a table full of people. And I'm just sitting there, and, you know, my mind fades in and out of various things.
Right.
And I'm out, and then I fade in, and the most disturbing discussion is happening between Peter and Michael. And I said, how did this disturbing conversation happen? And, I don't know. So then I faded out, then I faded back in, and it was once again disturbing. And I said, it's you, Peter. You're the one that always takes it to the bizarre place.
Yeah, he's the instigator.
He's a most unusual, disturbing, disgusting, filthy pig.
I love him.
I do, too. I love every moment with him. Let's go to Stuart. Stuart, do you pee in the pool?
Hey, good morning, guys. Of course I pee in the pool, and anybody that says that they don't is a big, fat liar.
Not true.
I agree.
Not true.
I agree. All of you. Now, did I hear something that somebody, they can put something in the water of their pool?
Yeah.
That if you pee, it turns red.
I always thought that was an urban legend, but Katie seems to think that it's real.
Okay, so it has happened. It's high school. I'm at a party. Somebody pees in the pool, and the pool turns red. And then the dad comes out, and he's like, that's this thing I bought, and it tells me when people pee in the pool. This poor girl, though, she was mortified. Like, everybody now knows at this party that she peed in the pool. So it's a real thing, and it does exist, and that's my story.
Okay, now wait, Katie, stand by, because yesterday was Tap Dance Day. Mm-hmm. And we were so busy, we didn't get a chance to hit it. Now, we spent good money on tap shoes.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Katie, this one, spent how many years going to dance school?
10 plus.
All right, and you enjoyed it.
It did.
Which, by the way, dance school, all you parents out there, dance school, because they have dance shows.
Recitals. The best part.
No, agreed. Very expensive.
It's all about selling the costumes.
Yep. Not when you're a child and you want to wear that costume.
And you get pretty sequins with a feather on top.
Yeah. Rhinestones.
Dude, there would be one recital and the girls would be in five dances. Mm-hmm. That's five outfits.
But that just means you have very talented daughters that are in five dance numbers. But
cha-ching!
Did Linda do what my mom always did, which was whatever my recital costume was, that's what I was for Halloween?
Yes. Okay. 100%.
All right, so we're going to celebrate Tap Day. It's a day late. Tap Dance Day. Did you take tap dance in this thing?
I did. I wasn't very good. I wasn't good at dance at all. That's why I stopped. I was pretty bad at it in the end, but I gave it my best go.
Okay. And now, chick on the street, chick on the tap, will do a little tap dancing for us.
I'm totally nervous. Okay. Do I just start?
Give us a little shuffle off to Buffalo. So. Oh, it's nice. You're doing it.
Okay, wait. Here we go.
There, time step. She's doing the time step, everybody.
I feel like an idiot, y'all.
I'm like tapping
and I am
on the
sweating
radio.
Up the storm.
All right. Now.
That was really good, Katie.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Josh the Jester, Josh the Fleeganator, has joined us, and he's got on tap shoes as well. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, people.
So Josh is going to share his tap dance knowledge with us now.
Well, fortunately, I wore my good dancing jeans this morning. I didn't know that I was going to be
I saw
dancing.
You stretching. I saw and, you stretching out there.
Yeah, had I known, I would have worn my unitard.
All right, Josh the Fleeganator will help us now celebrate Tap Dance Day, which, by the way, was yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were too busy. Josh, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And hey, Josh, give us your move.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Give us your move that brings all the chicks home.
Okay, let's do it.
I like the acting, the sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome, Josh.
That was great.
You smoke, Katie.
Again, and I mean this, the stuff that we talk about on the air is complete garbage compared to the stuff that we talk about off the air.
We keep it real. Keep it 100.
Keep it what?
100. Keep it 100.
This is making me feel some type of way. Katie taught me that. All right. We got a lot to do. There's peeing in the pool.
Yep.
There's script spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is nuts. Let's hit this right now. And this is a video. Mikey's going to get it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook, and then he's going to go and put this video up.
Okay.
wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Continue. That's great.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Take a bow.
They're camping.
Yeah.
They're in the tent. And it doesn't say where. Okay. Yeah. So they're in the tent, and the tent has windows that you can see through.
Uh-huh.
Made of.
Like plastic windows or whatever, yeah.
They're camping. They're inside the tent. They're videotaping tigers licking the dew off of this plastic window. There is a little piece of canvas between them and tigers.
Would you be terrified or just in awe of the beauty?
What are you talking about? In awe? They're going to eat my butt out, and I'm not in awe of anything.
There wouldn't be a little part of you that went, squeak.
No.
Wow.
Wait till you see it. I mean, they're licking. Now, I can't tell whether the tigers can see lunch,
right,
which is right on the other side of that canvas, but it is freaky scary. By the way, who camps outside? Where there's tigers?
That's a very good question.
That was the first thing that came in my mind.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So you can go to Mark in the Morning Facebook and check that out.
Good God. All right. Now, it's the Scripps Spelling Bee. There's a six-year-old. And we'll get to the peeing in a minute. There's a six-year-old in it. We have learned that Gina... Okay. Gina,
I'm two for one. Two for three, I mean.
Have you missed three?
No. I don't understand how two for things work. I've gotten two and I've missed one.
Okay, well, you're a good spell.
I got chandelier and colleague. I miss mischievous.
All right, okay, there's several here. Okay,
wait, I'm two for one.
All right, here we go. Spell, Miss Grad.
Okay, yeah.
Please spell circumference.
Circumference. C-I-R-C-U-M. Circumference. Is that a, is that a P-H or is that an F? Circumference. F... R.
No.
Circumference. Oh, circumference. You said it wrong. You're a bad judge.
I said circumference.
It's circumference.
I'm not going to help. It is not pronounced circumference.
Okay, hold on. I'm starting over. C-I-R-C-U-M-F-E-E-U-E. Circumference. E-R-E-N-C-E.
That is correct.
Yes.
How?
You said it wrong.
No. Sit your ass down. You spelled it wrong the first time. You do not get credit.
You
for
said
that.
Circumference. It's circumference.
It is not circumference.
How would I have known there was an E? Was an E? How would I have known there was an E there if you didn't say it?
If you're using the word circumference in a sentence, you're not going to go circumference. I'm not going to help you.
Well, I know you're never going to use that in a sentence.
All right. So the topic on the table is, do you pee in the pool when you're swimming? I said, yes, I do. I'm apparently...
How what is happening?
I don't know. Things just... This it's been a wild Inco day. All right, let's go to Philip. Philip, do you pee in the pool?
Of course.
And you have an interesting fun fact about urine?
Yes. The U.S. Army teaches its combat soldiers urine is sterile. And if you're... which I've never been in a combat situation, but if you are and your stomach's ripped open, the rags, if you have no alcohol or nothing, you pee on the rags before placing them over the wound. Otherwise, the rags will stick to the wound, and when you pull it off, you'll rip the wound open again.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to share something with you that is fact. If you are ever riddled with acne, wash your face.
Mm-hmm.
Then take a wash rag. Don't shake your head.
Don't say it.
Please. I'm going to say it.
Just say it.
Oh, man.
Pee in the wash rag and wipe your face with your own urine.
You know it's not April 1st. Is this true?
Yes.
Have you done it?
I have. We had friends that lived across the street. Justin was a teenager, bad acne. I told him to do it. Cleared up like nuts.
Wow, that's cheaper than Proactive.
It's your body curing itself.
Wow, and you're supposed to pee on jellyfish stings.
Didn't know that.
Really?
Didn't know it.
Yeah, it's good for what ails you. Hey, we have some Facebook comments about this.
Awesome.
Kelly says, nasty, but I still love you, Mark. Just would never hang out with you in your pool. Logan says, people that pee in the pool are disgusting.
Wait, who said that? Never hang out with me in my pool.
Kelly During.
Kelly, I pee on you.
And my favorite, Bad Apple, says, does Howdy Doody have wooden balls? So I think that's a yes. He does pee in the pool.
Let's go to Charlie. He pees in the pool and he says it's okay. Good morning, Charlie.
I used to. Once I became a father, I decided maybe I should be being a part of this. But fun fact on the urine, this also applies to athlete's foot. Speaking about Jackie, they also encourage us to, if you have athlete's foot, peeing in the shower on your feet also is pretty effective on that.
This
for the record, like, I don't have athlete's foot. I don't know why he said my name in that.
No, he was telling you that.
Oh, okay. I
bet you found it to be fairly effective.
Wow.
It is your own body curing itself. So acne, athlete's foot, then the thing with the army, pee on your wound.
I might be turning a corner on this pee thing.
Oh. Gina.
What? Oh.
Spell... interesting.
I-N-T...
No. Okay. Spell nuisance.
Well, I'm familiar. So I'm going to say N-U-I-S-A-N-C-E. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gina.
Yeah.
Spell doo-doo. Oh,
God. D-O-O-D-O-O?
I wish you had missed it. Now, we are joined by Christian Hand, and just when you think this vile, rude, bald pig of a man would have a heart,
yeah,
he proves you unworthy because it turns out he does have one. Good morning, Christian.
I was actually... in the car, thinking the duty, I spelled it D-O-O-D-I-E in my brain. So uh-huh. I would have actually got it wrong.
Well, you'd be eliminated, no pun intended.
Now, I was talking to Christian yesterday. He was here at the station. I was here a little late because Matt was loading in. And Christian, who breaks down the music, he dissects the music.
And is on Andy in the afternoon every single day.
And I asked him, I said, so are you going to come in for Matt's fill in the blank? He said, I can't. Because I have another thing. Christian, tell everybody what you're doing today.
I'm going to be going to Edison High School in Huntington Beach to break down a little superstition from Stevie Wonder for some special needs kids down there.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. A teacher reached out to me and he said, hey, I've been doing this YouTube thing in the morning with the kids and they love it. And I just wanted to thank you. And I was like, oh, can I come down and do one for the class? And he was really? And I said, yeah. And then it turns out the principal wants me to do it for the whole school.
Wow.
Christian, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. But the problem is I can't swear.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
That's going to be really difficult. Yeah. It could be a very short dissection. Yeah. 30 seconds, it could be over.
A lot of checkout.
Escorted off campus by the security.
Yep. There's going to be a lot of check out this mother humping base.
Yeah. It's really... freaking good.
Yep. That's going to be so much fun.
But I'm really excited about it. So if anybody's listening who's at the high school, you shouldn't be. Get back to class.
So now, are you going to
be a DJ?
Are you going to do one song or two?
Yeah, I'm just going to do one. It's going to be a little Stevie Wonder, and then hopefully they're going to invite me back, and I'll get to do more.
Dude, so which Stevie Wonder are you doing?
We're going to do Superstition, because the drumming in that is ridiculous. Freaking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm,
by the way, speaking of which, how did Matt do this morning?
Oh, Matt and Frank spanked it, man. In fact, I had Matt, we isolated the drum track. Matt just did like the first 60 seconds by himself, and it really gives you a chance to hear the hi-hat work on that thing is stupid.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous. I can't wait to hear it. I will judge it like the Russian judge.
Christian, Listen, you're doing a great thing today, man. I love you, and good to talk with you.
Thanks so much. Don't forget, I'm doing Led Zeppelin at Swing House on the 25th of June. Ticket link is up on the Facebook page for everybody. So if you want to come and do that with me, you should.
Nice. Christian, the very best to you, my friend.
I'll see you for breakfast tomorrow. You're buying.
Yes, I am. See you then.
All right. Bye.
Mikey, you were shaking me off. Why?
She didn't have to go yet.
It's time for a song, isn't it?
Almost.
Maybe he was just done talking to Christian.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no! Christian, come back!
Ooh, that could be good.
Oh, no. I've gotten most of them. Only missed one and a half.
Gina.
What?
Spell, and this is because it's the Scripps thing, six-year-old kids in there. Crazy nuts. Spell chauffeur.
Chauffeur. I hate French. C-H.
That's right.
Am I done? Chauffeur. A. There's a ton of vowels. A-E. A-U-F-F-E-R. A-U-F-F-E-U-R.
Spell the whole thing now.
C-H. M-A-U-F-F-E-U-R.
That is correct.
Yeah. Clapping for myself.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Grad.
Well, we know that the news broke today, or this week actually, that Amber Heard is filing for divorce against hubby Johnny Depp. And apparently this was not a surprise to Depp's family. In fact, it was welcome news.
We're now hearing.
Yep. According to TMZ, the Hollywood superstar's kids, sisters, and his late mother couldn't stand Amber and believed she was the only after his fame and fortune. They often talked about how Amber would, quote, treat him like crap. And his mother apparently wasn't shy about letting Amber know how she felt and had words with her on multiple occasions. Depp's mom, Betty Sue Palmer, passed away last Friday after a long illness. She was 81. Just 3 days later, Amber filed for divorce.
Who is rude to Johnny Depp?
Right.
How can she even get away with that if, in fact, that's true? And as far as getting with his money, I would have to assume there was a crazy wild prenup.
Oh, there had to be. But remember, she wasn't just some, you know, Joe Schmo off the street. She is a gorgeous girl. Mm-hmm. She was in, I mean, the only thing I know her from is Magic Mike 2. Maybe you're familiar.
I'm not at
all.
Okay.
All right.
So she's an actress?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? If, in fact, she was rude to Mr. Depp, one of the greats that we currently have as far as character acting, then bite my butt, Amber.
Do you think when they fought, he dropped the accent? I would love to get tape of that.
I'd love to think that he didn't.
Yeah, so the Depps say good riddance. Well, America can feel a little safer knowing its nuclear weapons are controlled in part by floppy disk. Welcome to 2016, everybody. You heard that right. The Government Accountability Office revealed Wednesday that the federal government spent about $61 billion, $61 billion with a B, in 2015 on maintaining old computer technology. But wait, there's more. While the Department of Defense uses floppy disks, the Department of Treasury uses assembly language code. That's a type of computer coding from the 50s.
Why are they trying to preserve that old technology?
Did they just forget about it and hope none of us would find out? And just to put this in perspective for you, ABC reports that one flash drive can store the same amount of information as 3 million floppy disks. So I think it's time for an upgrade.
The first computer I ever had was a IBM.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And it was floppy disk. Big, like the size of a CD.
Of course.
And you put that thing in. That's nuts.
And you could play your 8-bit video games.
I now have a flash drive that is 50 times more powerful than that entire computer was. And I carry it in my front pocket.
Isn't that crazy? I heard this online, so it must be true, that the iPhone, today's iPhone, has more power and information storage than the first space shuttle. So let's move it along, Government of Accountability. And finally, some bad news for Dustin Diamond. Does that name sound familiar?
It does. The guy who's constantly in trouble?
Yeah, Screech from Saved by the Bell. He's been arrested again, this time for violating his probation. The 39-year-old former child star was back in county jail in Wisconsin Wednesday night. It's the same jail he spent 3 months in earlier this year for stabbing a man in a bar fight on Christmas Day in 2014. Police have not released any details of the arrest or what he did to violate his probation, but poor guy, back in Wisconsin.
I just think that there's certain people that are just earmarked to be in trouble.
Yeah.
And this is that guy. He just can't get it cleaned up.
No. And if we were to look back in the 90s and go over the whole cast of Saved by the Bell and say, who's the one that's going to be in and out of the hooscow? I would have not picked Dustin Diamond.
Funny.
Maybe A.C. Slater. I'm not really sure. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is ZZ Top.
Wraps it for our Thursday. However, Uncle Joe saves the day with a 10 at 10.
You know, I sure am glad you guys are talking about peeing in the pool today rather than peeing in the studio. special. Why are you looking at me like that? Special 10 at 10 today. We're heading into, this is the first day of summer, more or less, is the way we look at it. Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Cars. I'm thinking about cars, taking a trip in a car.
Ooh.
Cartoons is what we're going to be playing.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Now, about the studio.
Tomorrow, help me, Gina. We've got Charlie Murphy. That's Eddie Murphy's brother. Charlie.
Hilarious comedian.
Very, very funny. Our last Disney family four-pack.
Yep.
We celebrate the unofficial opening of summer, Memorial Day, with Chef Brian.
Yes, Chef Brian, who's been in here before, cooks up a storm.
He's going to give us a slam dunk recipe, and he's going to cook it with Chick on the Street.
And don't forget, 5 seconds for...
$30.
Yes!
Oh, some lucky person is going to lose tomorrow because the questions are going to be impossible. I'm going to get this money so high it's going to have everybody talking. Mikey.
Let's dance, Mark. You and me. Here's David Bowie on Mark in the Morning.
The Mark in the Morning podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Go to Casper.com and use the offer code Gina for $50 off your purchase.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.